There's only about 40 days left till the Seahawks kick off. So are you going to be performing the anthem for them at all this season? Or
I would hope to, but there has not been a return phone call.
Oh, what?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the answer to a question is no.
That
get
is
over it.
Ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. What do you think? Another Super Bowl in our future?
I think the odds are extremely good this year. Instead of being the hunter, we will be the hunted.
Yes.
But I really like our chances simply because the guy, you know, who's driving the boat, he has a great philosophy. And
yes.
every player that I've met and seen and read about, you know, they really have their head on straight. They're not out to, you know, cheat the system and try to take shortcuts. They honestly work for everything that they've gotten. And, you know, that ethic is a great example for me personally, and I think for a lot of people. You know, a shortcut usually takes longer. If you just do the work, if you just do it now instead of putting it off, which is, you know, an everyday challenge for some of us like me, just do it every day. Just do it, you know, and your results are going to be pretty much equal to the amount of effort that you put into it. And since you can't control the result, at least that's my experience, it's best that you focus on the effort.
I mean, your efforts have definitely paid off. You've been doing this since you were eight, right?
Try six.
Six? Well, excuse me, yes. Since you were a wee ones, yes.
I was a wee lad on a little schoolyard in 1967 when I had my first memory.
That's right. And you're incredible with music, but I'm going to drop the flattery on you. You are like the more attractive Michael Clark Duncan. I mean, may you rest in peace, but would you ever consider acting?
Yeah, there are a lot of things. Now that Thrift Shop has been over and the heist has had its run and you know, Ben and Ryan are getting back into the studio, that means that your boy here is kind of like short on income.
Right.
So there are many things that I am open to. I'm looking into voiceover work. I'm trying to find an agent that has their fingers in acting and commercials and television and stuff, because, you know, you never know until you try.
Sure. Right? No, that's absolutely true. I look at life like green eggs and ham. You really don't know until you try.
Pretty much. I appreciate your flattery, by the way. Thank
you. My gosh. I could go on and on. So your new song is a tribute to the classic rap artist Nate Dogg. For anyone who isn't familiar, just say Regulate to Google, and they will take you away to a land of wonder. I am a classic rap nerd. You might not know that by looking at me. The blonde hair and the blue eyes did not give it away. You're performing this tribute to Nate Dogg with Warren G. I mean, you are tapping into the roots of what rap was in the 90s. It's incredible.
Well, it's funny because, you know, it didn't start out that way. It all started from a kid after a show just kind of ribbing me and saying, you know, you're just trying to be like Nate Dogg. You're just riding on coattails. And I went back to the bus and said, so you want to hear me sound like Nate Dogg? Here you go. Because the comparison has been there since day one.
Sure.
I mean, even the phone call that I got, I was told that Ryan and Ben were looking for a singer who sounded like Nate Dogg. I figured it was only right to pay respects to the person who basically paved the road for me. I actually met Warren and hung out with him at South by Southwest last year. And, you know, and to ask him, what was Nate like? And for him to share with me in such a heartfelt way what it was like, or what Nate was like, you know, and hear the tone of his voice and stuff, and he's talking about his best friend. You know, it was kind of a lot of pressure, but in a way it was kind of easy because I too love G-Funk